Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember early on in the pandemic, I told you guys we're going to have a constipation pandemic. And I know everyone's like, oh, it's just always a crisis when it comes to doctors and health. And I go, you don't understand. Constipation is a crisis. Right? Have you guys ever been constipated and you're late for work and you're like, okay, I got to make this come out or I'm in trouble? I think we've all experienced a pretty bad constipation. But I had warned you guys early on during the pandemic, once we were locked down, that constipation is going to rise because you're not going outside. Some of us lived in areas where you weren't even allowed to be outside, especially without a mask. Our trails were closed, so a lot of us being outside, walking around, not available. You were not able to go to the office, so you couldn't walk around, check on, shipping and receiving, go talk to the IT guys, hang out with security, talk to your friends, go to the break room. No, because you're sitting at your computer working from home or sitting on the couch watching Netflix. So I had predicted that we were going to have some real, real bad. We're going to have a poop storm when it came to constipation. What I didn't predict, which I should have, was the laxative shortage. Well, here we are. 4 years after the virus leaked, almost 3 years to when we've been in pandemic, actually almost four years from the start of the lockdown and the pandemic, and with all the medication shortages and our reliance on other countries, here we are now with a laxative shortage. Now, I've talked to you guys about laxative. In fact, some laxatives were linked to dementia use, not so much because I think the laxative per se caused it, but because I think people's eating habits and habits and exercise habits put them at risk. But this is going to be a poop show if we don't get, figuratively, or no pun intended, if we don't get our acts together with constipation. I think one of the worst things you could do for constipation is go and run a laxative and run it out and get a laxative. What you really need to do is identify why you're constipated. Is it because you're not drinking enough water? Let's review. Do we have to review what the colon does? Yes, we're going to review what the colon does. All right. You start digestion with your fork and knife, right? Okay. Or me, I'll eat with my hands. Digestion starts in the mouth. The saliva, the dissolving of the food, it goes down the gullet, your esophagus, gets into your stomach, a lot of acid, some churning happens. It starts to emulsify, get the food broken down to get into the small intestine. Enzymes continue to break it down, help absorb the nutrients and the proteins and the calories into your body. That's where the pancreas kicks in your insulin, and you have all hands on deck working on digesting that food. By the time the food hits the colon, the main job of the colon is to absorb any water that is in the food, because we need water to survive. So it'll churn and churn in a different way than the stomach to help collect that water. Well, if you're not moving your bowels, it's going to just sit there. And the job of the colon is to suck out any more water. So then that stool gets very, very hard, very, very dry. For those of you that have ever had diarrhea, you feel like it goes right through you. Well, it goes right through you when it's watery because the colon didn't have a chance to do what it needed to do, to absorb the fluid, which is why we want to make sure you hydrate when you have diarrhea, because you can get very dehydrated. So it is extremely important to not want your colon to keep your poop any longer than it needs to. Because your colon may be like, you know, Dr. Dolly's kind of dehydrated. She hasn't drunk water. She's had this bottle of water in her studio now for 2 weeks that she hasn't drunk. So it's going to say, you know what, let's keep that apple that she ate. Let's keep that nectarine or plum and suck out some extra water from that. I want the colon to go. This is done. We don't need it. Pass it. Another problem is we don't eat enough fiber. If you're not eating enough fiber, you're not bulking up your stool, you're not allowing it to pass. A lot of you guys eat a lot of cheese. I try to avoid cheese because I don't like cutting the cheese, but also because it's gummy. Cheese is very constipating. So for those of us going, well, we need to add the calcium. We need to add extra calcium. Cheese is not the best source of calcium, even though it might provide calcium because it can make you constipated. And then, of course, our lack of mood. Now, there are medical issues, you know, that could also help constipate you, like hypothyroidism, narcotics. If any of you guys are on pain medications, that could constipate you. But I think the big problem we've had since the pandemic is us sitting. Now, I have a three-hour show every day. I get up and down. And I even tell my producers, Daniel always knows, I tell him, you know, I'm going to go potty now. Not that he cares, not that he really even wants to know that, but it's just, I'm like, I better get up and go potty. If not, I'm just going to sit and sit. And yeah, I sometimes do go potty. I don't go potty in the studio, though. I leave there. There's a bathroom near the studio, so I do that there. But you need to get up. You know, and I know people are like, oh, you mean you're fidgeting in your seat. Well, I'm fidgeting in my seat because I want the I want the stool to have some mass movements and move and get ready to go. Stand-up desks. I talked about how stand-up desks help you poop. If some of you are having trouble with constipation, then get a stand-up desk and stand while you work. Usually it's going to help you poop. That, there's something about the gravity, about shifting the pressure. I had a NASA infographic that I have to repost that showed why constipation worsens with sitting. Because they've studied it, and they're astronauts. If they don't have gravity, if you don't have the certain forces, things can change. But the big problem at hand is we have medication shortages. And laxatives have been in high demand since the pandemic started. And people want to be able to poop. They don't want to be bloated. Some of them are using them for weight loss. For the love of God, please don't use laxatives for weight loss. So I'm going to later review the types of laxatives and all that out there. We got other headlines to go through. And I'm going to also write another piece on this. But, you know, before I dump all over you guys on laxatives and constipation and how to improve, you know, keep in mind if we have a laxative shortage, we're also going to probably have a cough cold medicine shortage. You might be having an antibiotic shortage. Anything you think you're going to need in the winter, you might want to grab a bottle now because we might be in short supply later. Do not hoard it. But if it's something you think you're going to need, might want to look at that. And drink your water. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, everybody, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I like to think of myself as an unselfish person. Do I get selfish at times? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There might be some chocolate cake in the house or something chocolatey, and I might not want anybody else to eat it. So I'll hide it. People find it anyway. But when it comes to chocolate, I'm very, very, very selfish. When it comes to my sleep, I'm selfish. Very selfish. And don't be waking me up. Unless it's an emergency, don't be waking me up. There is no reason to wake up your mama. Unless, you know, and even if it is an emergency, that's what 911 is for. Let me sleep. But for the most part, I like to feel that I'm pretty unselfish about things. I understand that, you know, despite having some bad years and some economic issues early on with my family, and but also having some good years, I always feel like I have been so blessed by the Lord compared to what other people go through. And so anytime I can give, anytime I can share, I want to. But I got to tell you, we are probably going to be up against a huge revolution when it comes to our health insurance and medical costs if things keep going the way they are. And people are getting grumpy because their already expensive Obamacare plans are about to get more expensive. And what really ticks me off, and it's not being selfish or unselfish, but what really, really ticks me off is when money gets wasted. I don't mind spending money, but I can't stand wasting money. And when a price of something gets inflated for reasons that it shouldn't, and I'm losing money that I could be donating or using for other things, I get pretty ticked off. So health insurance costs, as predicted, are going to continue to rise. We're being told, though, that they're going to rise 6.5% next year. This is according to the Wall Street Journal, who reported it from consulting firms Mercer and Willis Towers Watson. Now, they say companies pay on average $14,600 a year per employee. Health insurance is one of the biggest expenses for U.S. companies. Why do you think they don't want you working from home, working two jobs? They want to know that if they're paying for your benefits, that you're actually giving them the full 40 hours. But I have to buy my own insurance. I don't have an employer that pays for my insurance. My rates are even higher. Now, why are my rates high? Do I use my insurance a lot? Knock on wood, I haven't used it all year long. Last time I used my insurance, I think I had a mammogram last October. And the previous year, I had a hysterectomy. Other than that, I rarely use my medical benefits. Go for once a year physical, that's about it. And remember, physicals are supposed to be covered on insurance. But I have a very high deductible. That happened after Obamacare. Why? Well, if they got to cover pre-existing, if they got to cover essential benefits, they're going to make somebody pay. Or they're going to kick in once for everything else once you drop 10 grand. Which basically, I don't know if my insurance has ever, you know, with the exception of my hysterectomy or my mammogram, actually paid because I never hit the deductible. And why I think that's a waste of money is insurance companies are getting incentivized to raise their rates because Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act is funding the insurance companies to cover those who need to have subsidies. So what did the insurance companies do? They raised the rates. Now, I'm not all critical about insurance companies. I feel like I think our healthcare system would be better if we didn't have the middleman. But on the flip side, for those people who have multiple medical issues, health insurance companies save their butts. And if I could say anything in defense of these health insurance companies, the medications they are now expected to cover are pretty damn expensive. So one thing that is to blame for the health insurance rise, and for these weight loss drugs. Ozempic is what, $1,000 a month? Wegovy? Mounjaro? These are expensive injections. Our cancer medication is expensive. Our hepatitis medication is expensive. And so these insurance companies, if they need to cover a $1,300 one-month supply of Ozempic or for Wegovy, or $900 a month for Ozempic, and they're only getting from the patient maybe $200 a month because it's one of those subsidized plans, if they're not getting, shall we say, enough money from the government on the back end, which I cannot even imagine how much money we're giving insurance companies to cover everybody. Well, they're going to raise their rates. Also, if they raise the rates, then they get more money from the government as well. And again, I don't want to sit here and necessarily bag on the insurance companies, but of course they're going to raise the rates if they have to pay for more expensive medication. So where the revolution is going to come in is if you have a person that says, look, I don't need Ozempic. I don't need hepatitis medication. I haven't used cancer medication. Thank God. And if this person says, I am paying these high rates and I'm not using it, I want insurance that tailors more for my needs. Why am I paying for somebody else who needs weight loss medication? And what eventually happens is bias and discrimination against those who are obese. Now, I've been in this business long enough to know that some people with their obesity is not from their own mistakes. There are genetics at play. There's a lot of things that could be at play. But I also know that there's many individuals that could have done a better job with their weight, could have done a better job with their health. But as a doctor, I am not going to take the stand or the side of, look, you smoked, you got lung cancer, you pay for it yourself. I love the idea that we are able to help individuals because many of those individuals who did smoke and got lung cancer were our veterans, were our military. I mean, we had a societal norm decades ago, you know, was it really something they did maliciously to themselves? Now, a lot of people are upset that we're paying for Narcan and we're paying for medications for people overdosing on drugs. But again, as a physician, I'm going to take the side of, look, we're here to help. The problem is looks like we got a lot more people that need help. And eventually somebody's going to say, we just can't do it anymore. Now, if you are going to choose to smoke, you're going to have some more skin in the game. If you are going to choose to do drugs, you're going to have more skin in the game. You know, people have talked about abortions and those giving birth. If somebody does not want somebody to have an abortion or somebody does not need to deliver a baby, why are they paying for that? The only way insurance companies work is if you have healthy people willing to pay for the unhealthy people. The problem is it used to be a few. All we had to do was take care of the few. Now it looks like everybody and their mother has pretty expensive medical issues. If almost 50% of our country is going to be obese in the next few years, and almost 50% of our country is going to eventually be pre-diabetic, we don't have enough healthy individuals putting money in the system. And these healthy individuals are going to say, hell no. Why should I pay more for somebody else to lose weight? Why can't I get my plastic surgery taken care of? So, and I'm not saying that's my stand, but I can understand why people were going to get grumpy. What we are able to do now in medicine, when it comes to cancer, when it comes to hepatitis, when it comes to COVID, when it comes to obesity, when it comes to issues that would have killed anybody else, that we can now have individuals alive and living very good lives, it costs a lot of money. Who pays? You could get a whole community to gather around and help a baby and a family that needs help to pay for their baby's medical care. But it's not just one baby. It's a lot of babies. So where we're at is we have a very, very vulnerable, unstable medical system. And people are not going to be on board with what they have to pay. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. An American researcher who fell ill more than 3,000 feet below the entrance of a cave in Turkey has recovered sufficiently enough to be extracted in an operation that could last 3 or 4 days. Mark Dickey, a 40-year-old experienced caver, became suddenly ill with stomach bleeding during an expedition. A Hungarian doctor was able to reach and treat him. That rescue mission is now underway. The CDC warned this week that cases of RSV arising among young children in some parts of the southeastern United States. Hurricane Lee has now reached Category 5 status, and it's expected to get even stronger. Right now, it has sustained winds of 165 miles an hour. Those should be 180 miles an hour by tonight. Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love caves. I love exploring caves. I have a lot of fun. I'm not necessarily claustrophobic, but I do get a little nervous that something could happen and I can't get out of the cave. And the reason why is you hear of these miners, explorers, the soccer team, Thailand, that gets caught and stuck.
It's not really easy to get you out of a cave because you can't dig through the mountain without hurting them. So people who get stuck face a high, high risk of death. Well, we have an American cave specialist who apparently needs to be rescued from a cave in Turkey. Mark Dickey is an American cave specialist, according to Forbes, who fell ill with severe gastric pain while exploring a cave system in Turkey last week. Right now, he is the subject of an extensive rescue operation where I believe he is, 3,000 feet into the cave? The European Cave Rescue Association received a distress call from a 14-person expedition team Saturday that included Dickey, who began suffering from severe gastric pain after descending more than 3,600 feet into Morka Cave in southern Turkey. He's 40 years old. He was met by a Hungarian cave rescue team with a doctor one day after the call was made. Rescuers set up a tent at a depth of 3,400 feet to provide intensive medical care. I think he had a gastric bleed. So if he had an ulcer or something else, that he's going to probably need blood, fluids. More than a dozen rescuers from Turkey, Hungary, and Bulgaria, however, have since descended into the location of the cave system. And it would take about 15 hours to ascend in ideal conditions. Now, they say his overall condition has improved because he's not ready to ascend on his own if he's having a GI bleed. But and he was able to walk on his own on Wednesday, but to get him up there, you know, I mean, and you know, you can't just tie him to a rope because he'll smack against the rocks. So rescue teams right now from Italy, Croatia, Poland, and the U.S. have arrived to assist in the rescue operation. According to CNN, this could take days given the cave's deep and narrow passages, some of which require ascending up ropes to navigate. Doctors will decide if they think they could get him out without using a stretcher. So the depth of the cave is about 4,186 feet. The depth is equal to the height of three Empire State Buildings stacked on top of each other. Now, he has been an instructor with the National Cave Rescue Commission for 10 years. He's a well-known figure. He wasn't there, you know, for funsies, for poops and giggles. You know, but this is the third deepest cave in Turkey, but the 74th deepest cave in the world, according to Cave Exploration Society. And so, you know, I pray for him. That's not easy. You know, but you look at the odds, and it's kind of grim. Unless he can navigate on his own, that's going to be tough. So, did you see the Tai Long Cave Rescue, the cave rescue of the kids, the 12 members of the school soccer team, they were age 11 to 16, and their 25-year-old assistant coach got stuck in 2018 in caves in Thailand. And it was a beautiful cave. But when it rained, apparently the monsoon rain came sooner than expected. And so floodwaters prevented the kids from being able to navigate back. And because it was the start of the monsoon season, I think they were there for over a month. And so the water didn't recede. They actually had to rescue them using Navy SEALs and getting them to swim out by not necessarily swimming, but taking them underwater through the flooding to get them back to safety. And because these were kids who were young and non-experienced divers, they had to anesthetize them. So it was a fascinating rescue. I believe Amazon Prime did had a movie on this. I think Netflix might have it as well. And so these heroes were able to They used doctors. They used, you know, all hands on deck to anesthetize them, make sure they didn't wake up in the middle of this all, be able to breathe, you know, using enough oxygen. Unfortunately, we had a rescue diver who died because he didn't have enough oxygen. I believe something happened to his tank and he got caught and lost his oxygen and hence drowned. And they were able to get all kids out. But think of a cave as it being a straight, you know, easy access, straight line. Caves are windy. There's no visibility. It's difficult. And so, you know, their options for the kids were to wait until the monsoon season ended, teach everybody how to dive, which that's difficult. Even experienced divers could panic in the caves that they had to navigate in. Find another shaft, drill a rescue shaft, but there was no suitable location found. Build an oxygen line. They did. They did try to provide oxygen to them as well as food. They had a telephone line so the parents could know. But, you know, fortunately they were able to get these kids out. So I'm very, very nervous when I hear about caves. Unfortunately, you know, having trained in diving, it is not easy. And so, you know, and have I rappelled and done mountain climbing? I've done some. Could not do the ascent, having a GI bleed and weakness. So we believe the current Mr. Dickey's medical issues involve a GI bleed. GI bleeds happen when you have an ulcer or some other sort of blood source that is open throughout your GI tract. It can happen in your esophagus from throwing up really hard. Alcoholism could affect it, to your stomach, to your small intestine, to if you have a malignancy, a cancer in the intestine, small, large intestine. These are things, and then a tear, trauma could unfortunately cause GI bleeds. What we do in terms of rectifying it is, one is, you know, if you're losing blood, we need to obviously supply blood right away. Supply fluids because you're losing a lot of blood volume. And then we have to stop the bleed. Now, some of these bleeds we have to go in and cauterize, you know, or cause a bypass or do something. Tie off the vessel. For others, we have to, like if it's a small ulcer, we have to try to allow it to heal by lowering the acidity that could be affecting it and giving medication that could hopefully help coat and help protect and slow down and allow the healing process. Some people could bleed because they don't have enough clotting factors. So all these things have to be looked at. And what's fascinating, and I'm sure they're going to make a movie out of this, but what's fascinating is this is all being done with minimal lighting. And to provide ICU care in a cave, wow. It blows my mind. So Godspeed. Hope they're able to get him out. You know, not easy. And you know, it sounds like at least they're with them. They just got to figure out how to get him out. Can you keep somebody alive? That was a question I was asked back in 2018. How long could they keep these kids alive in a cave? Well, you could bring them food. You could bring a UV lamp to get them some UV light because it's not healthy to be under, you know, underground. You could do it. You could keep them in there long term, you know, a while. I just don't think it's the healthiest. And unfortunately, there's other medical issues that could then ensue. And then if you can't get them care. So always the goal is to get them the hell out as quickly as they can. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think everybody's sick of hearing that there's a doctor shortage, there's a nurse shortage, there's a truck driver shortage, there's law enforcement shortage. We're having shortages. Meanwhile, we have thousands of people coming to this country every day. And the jobs are there. And we have individuals who are able to work, but those who have worked and have been loyal to their field are getting a little bit burnt. And I had said early on that the vaccine mandate was going to be probably one of the stupidest things anybody could do, especially when we learned that we really couldn't do herd immunity with COVID. Again, herd immunity is where the big, strong animals in the herd protect the little baby, vulnerable people in the center of the herd. So anything that hits the big herd protects the little ones. Well, if the big herd get vaccinated with COVID and can still get COVID and turn around and check on the babies and cough on them, then you're not really getting herd immunity. And so one of the worst decisions I think ever made by this administration and any sort of public health official or hospital was firing a staff member who busted their butts in the beginning of the pandemic and firing them for not getting a vaccine a year or two later. We fired law enforcement. We fired people in the military. You kidding me? The military is having trouble recruiting. And you let people go? Be looming with China and Putin and Kim Jong-un? So we are hearing that by 2027, nearly a fifth of registered nurses will hang up their scrubs for good. Okay, we cannot lose 20% of our nurses. We're already understaffed. Now, I'm not blaming it all on the vaccine mandate, but I speak to nurses, and they've lost coworkers who were working with them side by side because that coworker didn't want to get a vaccine. And it's not that, by the way, when a nurse said hell no to the vaccine, or a cop said hell no, or somebody in the military said hell no, many of them offered an alternative. They said, can you check my blood for antibodies so I don't have to get the shot? And whereas that used to work perfectly fine for colleges, all right, well, if you don't have proof of your MMR, do the blood test so we see you have the titers. That also worked in medical schools and healthcare settings and restaurant settings in terms of hepatitis. Okay, well, if you don't remember if you got your hepatitis vaccine, show us your titers. So when nurses say, can I just show you my titers? They were told no and let go. So not only did it crush those individuals who were working, who, by the way, they obviously lived through COVID if they lived through the first part of the pandemic. They obviously have some super genes or immunity. But those of you who went to work needing your team, needing your comrade, your friends, you're finding yourselves alone. And with new people, sometimes from other countries that you don't know and, you know, aren't really bonding with like you did with your best friends. And so there is an answer to this. I don't want to just sit and complain on this show. The answer is, give everybody back their job. I don't know if the back pay is going to work. I would love to give everybody, especially the military, their back pay. I don't know where they're going to get the money. But I'd be for that if it gets people back. And I don't understand why more people aren't realizing how bad that was. And we're suffering from it. We don't have enough staff. Our staff is overworked. And when you look at individuals now, if you were fired in 2021, January of 2021, so almost 3 years ago, And let's say somebody said, all right, I would like you to come back. You've been out for now 3 years. But are you really willing to come back? I closed my office after all the Obamacare and recession mess and changes. I closed my office in 2016. How willing am I to go back and reopen an office in this medical environment? No. I'm doing different medicine. I have a different career path. And who does it hurt? It hurts you. People get so mad that I was anti the vaccine mandate. And I don't know why they were mad at me for that. How easy is it for you to go and see your medical provider? You know, there was a doctor bragging on social media how he fired one of his nurses, longtime nurses, for not getting the vaccine. I'm like, you're bragging about it? You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a doctor. You should know whether they got vaccinated or not, they could still get COVID and spread it. And you fired a long-time loyal employee. Now, I know some of you are probably going, Dr. Dahlia, the nurse burnout issue was going on before that. The number of people fired from the mandate, you know, was still, you know, low enough to not make headlines now. But to me, I think the story is a lot bigger. Because when I grew up, I thought a company would have your back. I thought an industry would have your back. I thought the government would not only have your back, but use common sense. And right now, our population and our society is looking at things like they're not doing common sense. They're vilifying you for bringing up topics. I mean, when Hillary Clinton said Trump was an illegitimate president, was she thrown in jail? And I understand what's going on with Trump is a little different from what's going on with Hillary, but people are looking at, well, wait a second, her email issues, her... Nobody talks about Hillary, but it's all about Trump and his legal woes. When Al Gore needed to find votes in Florida, nobody thought he was trying to overturn an election or cheat. He was trying to find the votes to see if he beat Bush. But we have this huge discrepancy. If you're allowed to show titers of immunity for college, why can't you show titers for COVID? Well, because the COVID titers don't last that long. The natural immunity doesn't last that long. Well, neither did the vaccine immunity. What's your point? So now this younger generation, you know, people bag on Gen Z millennials. I don't. They have a much different view of the world than I did, and I think they're going to be better prepared. Us Gen Xers think, okay, you know, we're going to have liberty. We're going to have freedom of speech. We're going to be using common sense. You're going to be able to, in science or in colleges, debate things, have free speech, bring up topics, and not now it's you're being canceled. You're guilty until proven innocent. You're not given a chance to. There was a pregnant waitress that got fired because she wanted to get seen. Because she didn't know what it could do to her unborn child. Who's crazy? The woman who was a little worried about, you know, what could happen to her child, or the country? It's frustrating. And so the healthcare worker shortage is going to continue. They might want to try and offer an olive branch and invite the people back they fired. And also show these individuals that we will have their back. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.